Poetry launches with MBank. U.S.-based neobank Poetry Finance has launched with MBank, aiming to optimize the banking landscape for startups, SMEs, collegiate athletes, and underserved communities. TrueLayer joins Stripe's payment element for open banking payments. UK-based TrueLayer has become the first European open banking payment option to be integrated into Stripe's payment element. Toom partners with Plumery. Core banking provider Toom has announced its partnership with Plumery in order to offer banks and fintechs access to a fully integrated core banking platform. Eurosystem moves to a new phase of the Digital Euro project. The Governing Council of the European Central Bank, ECB, has reached a decision to move forward with the preparation phase of the Digital Euro project. Etsy enables more global transactions with a multi-market expansion. Etsy has announced the multi-market expansion of Etsy payments to sellers in 7 new countries such as India, Japan, and Argentina. Neom expands B2B travel payments offering in APAC. Real-time global payments provider Neom has announced the expansion of its B2B travel payments offering in the Asia-Pacific, APAC, region. Lemonway and Payplug join forces. Lemonway, a France-based payment institution in the marketplace sector, has partnered with Payplug to provide marketplaces with a seamless customer experience. TreviPay launches new suite of APIs for financial institutions. B2B payments and invoicing network TreviPay has launched Financial Partner Gateway, a suite of APIs for financial institutions wanting to expand their commercial offerings. Nova Credit raises $45 million MLN in Series C funding. Nova Credit, a data analytics company enabling businesses to grow responsibly by harnessing alternative credit data, has raised $45 million in Series C funding. CoreChain partners with R3. US-based CoreChain has partnered with R3 to enable embedded B2B payments for banks and digital banking providers. Lipa Payments secures Visa and MasterCard SDK certification. South Africa-based Lipa Payments has received a full SDK certification for tap-to-phone from Visa and MasterCard, being listed on the SoftPOS certified partners' websites. Boost Payment Solutions launches Boost 100 to augment card-based payments. US-based Boost Payment Solutions introduces Boost 100, a platform that allows buyers to pay suppliers with cards 100% of the time, regardless of supplier preferences. Juni enables cross-border payments for European customers. Sweden-based financial platform Juni has enabled cross-border payment capabilities to the US and mainland China for its European customers. Rabobank, SurePay strengthen partnership to better fight fraud. Netherlands-based banking and financial services company Rabobank has strengthened its partnership with payment verification solution provider SurePay to improve fraud prevention. MasterCard launches AI solution suite. MasterCard has announced the launch of its new suite of enhanced solutions leveraging AI to support the payments ecosystem. Verify 365 integrates advanced open banking in AML suite. Verify 365 has announced advanced open banking solutions within its AML suite of checks and verifications, aimed at law firms in the UK, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. NIMCARD partners with ACI Worldwide for fraud prevention. Real-time payment solutions provider ACI Worldwide has announced a partnership with Payments and Boss Enabler in the MENA region NIMCARD to combat fraud and financial crime. Stripe embeds a two-way payments in checkout with TrueLayer. Stripe is to provide customers of European merchants with the option to ditch card-based payments in favor of open banking linked transactions through an embedded checkout integration with TrueLayer. B2B BNPL player Mondu receives FCA approval and goes live in UK. Berlin-based B2B Buy Now, Pay Later startup Mondu has secured approval and licensing from the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, and will begin working with 16 British clients immediately. BNP Paribas launches fintech for marketplace payments. BNP Paribas, in collaboration with startup Studio 321, has launched a standalone fintech for orchestrating marketplace payments. Samsung invests in Skipify. Skipify, a fintech outfit smoothing the online checkout experience, has secured a strategic investment from Samsung. MasterCard Inc.'s open banking deals with WorldPay and Zip. MasterCard is stepping up its open banking activity through partnerships with Merchant Solutions Business WorldPay and BNPL firm Zip. Westpac NC invests in open finance outfit Akahu. Westpac NZ's venture capital fund has led a $1.4 million investment round in Kiwi open finance startup Akahu. Airwallex to acquire Mexico's MexPago. Airwallex, a leading global payments and financial platform for modern businesses, today announced it has signed a definitive agreement to acquire MexPago, a Mexico-based payment service provider and an institution of electronic payment funds, IFPE, license holder. Open Banking Limited publishes two data collection frameworks. Open Banking Limited, OBL, has published two data collection frameworks on the themes of leveling up availability and performance, and mitigating the risks of financial crime. NIMCARD improves fraud management with ACI Worldwide. ACI Worldwide, a global leader in mission-critical, real-time payment solutions, today announced that NIMCARD, a leading card issuer in the Middle East and Africa, MENA, has enhanced its fraud platform with ACI fraud management to better protect its customers from the growing threat of financial fraud. Finzly closes $10 million funding round. Finzly, a provider of cutting-edge payments infrastructure for financial institutions, announced today that it has closed a Series A funding round of $10 million with TZP Growth Equity. Jim McCarthy named as Thread CEO. Thread, the fast-growing next-gen issuer payments platform, appointed Jim McCarthy to succeed Kevin Schultz as CEO, effective immediately, as Schultz will retire later this year. PMOS teams with MasterCard to fuel UAE's SME sector. MasterCard and PMO, a UAE-based fintech startup that supports businesses across the Middle East, North Africa and Pakistan, MENAP, have initiated a strategic partnership to promote cashless, flexible expense management for small and medium-sized businesses, SMEs, in the UAE. ClearBank appoints Johnny Fry as head of digital ACEITS strategy. ClearBank, the enabler of real-time clearing and embedded banking for financial institutions, today announces the appointment of Johnny Fry as its head of digital assets strategy. Rabobank InsurePay introduce fraud risk indicator. Rabobank has announced the further intensification of its collaboration with SurePay to improve fraud prevention. MasterCard uses AI to sharpen payment resiliency. With the relentless demand on banks to maintain consumer trust in an ever-evolving payments landscape, MasterCard has launched a new suite of enhanced solutions using game-changing AI to help them make good on the promise of always-on payments. Globacap raises $21 million to digitize private capital markets. Globacap, a technology firm working to digitize and automate the world's $12 trillion private capital markets, has raised $21 million in Series B funding. Australia opens consultation on a new regulatory framework for digital asset platforms. The government intends to introduce a regulatory framework to address consumer harms in the crypto ecosystem while supporting innovation. Leveraging FedNow for competitive advantage, five strategies software vendors should consider. With the rollout of the FedNow instant payment service, the realm of real-time payments and immediate reconciliation has opened up new possibilities for independent software vendors, ISVs, and their clientele. Fiserv introduces APIs for embedded finance. Global provider of payments and financial services technology Fiserv has introduced a new set of APIs that aim to offer financial institutions embedded finance capabilities. Square introduces new generative AI features. US-based Square has introduced 10 generative AI tools with the aim of offering a helping hand to businesses of all sizes. APEXX partners with Internova to transform global travel payments. APEXX Global has become the worldwide payments partner of Internova Travel Group to reduce transaction fees and increase payment performance standards. Payinnovate launches Payconic. Payinnovate, an e-money institution focused on digital payment solutions, has launched Payconic across its European and UK payment terminals. Airwallex to acquire MexPago. Global payments and financial platform for businesses Airwallex has signed a definitive agreement to acquire Mexico-based payment service provider MexPago. Mondu secures FCA registration. Germany-based B2B BNPL payments provider Mondu has successfully registered with the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, and onboards 16 new clients. eToro partners with Index Co-op to launch a new crypto smart portfolio. Trading and investing platform eToro has partnered with decentralized autonomous organization Index Co-op to launch a new Web3 crypto smart portfolio. B2B BNPL player Mondu registers with FCA and goes live in UK. Berlin-based B2B Buy Now, Pay Later startup Mondu has formally registered with the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, and will begin working with 16 British clients immediately. Square introduces 10 new generative AI features. Today, Square announced 10 new generative AI features that sellers can use now to automate operations, speed up workflows, and regain time. New York sues Gemini and DCG for defrauding investors of $1.1 billion. New York Attorney General Letitia James has filed a lawsuit against crypto firm Gemini and Digital Currency Group for allegedly defrauding nearly 250,000 investors of more than $1 billion. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.